First Kings chapter number 19, 1 Kings 19, starting verse number 19. The Bible reads, "So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphath, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. He said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him." If you will, stretch your hands toward heaven one more time. Ask the Lord to help us. Heavenly Father, God, we ask you, Lord, to anoint us tonight, Lord. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray, Jesus. Lord, we need your anointing at this hour, God. We praise in Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to try to preach. I don't think I hold us very long tonight. But I want to preach to us. Felt like preaching here about Elisha. We know the story of Elijah, how in this same chapter, or in the previous chapter, how Elijah had prayed and fire fell from heaven, and they'd killed 450 prophets of Baal. Then Jezebel sent him a word, and how he ended up in the cave, and how that he come out of the cave, and got the Lord told him instructions that he needed to do. And you know the old story, how Elijah was saying, "I'm the only one that's left. You know, I'm the only one that's trying to live like this." And that 18th verse, I didn't read it, but he said, "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel." This is the Lord talking to Elijah. "I've left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him." Aren't you glad that there's still some that's living right? When we feel like we're the only ones, God's got more out there that's living right. When the devil says you're the only one living like this, dressing like that, let me tell you, there's more than just a few. God's going to have a remnant. But here we pick up where Elijah has come down, and he sees Elisha out plowing the 12 yoke of oxen. And when he comes by him, Elijah casts his mantle on Elisha. And this here was the symbol that Elisha was going to follow in Elijah's footsteps. He was going to be the successor when Elijah left here. And what an honor and what a privilege it was to be chosen to be the successor after Elijah. You know how well Elijah done, the miracles that was taking place. And here, no doubt, Elisha had been raised to know about God. And Elisha knew what it meant when that mantle was laid upon him. When he come by and Elijah put that mantle on his shoulder, Elisha realized, "My, look what has just happened to me. I've been chosen to come behind Elijah. I've been chosen when Elijah's gone that I'm gonna take up where he left off, and I'm going on." Young folks, can I encourage you tonight to pick up a mantle? There's people there. Our preachers are getting older. Different ones is growing old. Our prayer warriors. We need some that's going to rise up and that's going to pick up the mantle and follow in the footsteps of the godly men and women that has helped blaze a trail. It's a privilege and an honor to get to be in a youth camp like this. It doesn't just happen overnight, but they've been sweating, they've been tears, they've been praying, and they've been laboring over the years that you and I could come and enjoy such a youth camp as this, and to carry on the holiness heritage that we've been taught by good godly people. But they're dying off. We need another generation Oh, we need some more young people that arise up and say, I want to follow in the footsteps. I don't want to follow in the ways of the world, but I want to realize what a privilege and what an honor it is to be able to serve God, to be able to stand and declare the Word of God in the midst of this dying generation. But Elisha realized what a privilege and an honor it was to be the successor to Elijah. And here he said, and he comes and he says, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. Praise the Lord. What is it? Elisha's a working. Elisha's realizing, hey, if I'm going to follow Elijah, I got to leave everything else behind me. If I'm going to be committed unto Elijah, I got to cut ties with this whole world. I got to put everything behind me. He said, could I go back and kiss my father and kiss my mother goodbye? And here Elijah says, yeah, go back. Oh, what have I done for you? I believe Elisha was thinking, hey, I'm a going back for a little while, but I'm going to follow you, Elijah. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, children, when God knocks at your heart, or when God calls you, hey, it's a privilege. It's an honor to be chosen of God and to follow Jesus Christ. Some say I want to, but in a later time, I want to serve God, but later in years, let me encourage you, don't wait no longer. If you're lost, it's time to get saved now and pick up the mantle and follow Christ. But he said, let me go back and kiss my mother and my father. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? Hey, what a question. What have I done to you? Elisha knows what has happened. He said, you've chosen me to be your successor. My, I wish I could get that across. That privilege that he has now. And here he says, and he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Praise the Lord. Now you say, I'm just going back to kiss mama and daddy goodbye. I just want to tell them I've got a greater calling. Praise the Lord. Daddy, I won't be farming with you anymore. I won't be plowing the oxen anymore. But I've got a greater calling that's come upon my life. And Elisha goes back and he kisses mama and daddy. But it also says, if you'll study, that he had a feast and he slew the oxen. And he used the instruments to boil the oxen with. You say, what is that of importance, preacher? Elisha's committing himself and to following Elijah. Help me just a minute. Elisha said, hey, and if you study, Elisha was going to be, he was a wealthy farmer. Everything going good for him. But he goes back and he not only tells mom and daddy goodbye, but he slays them oxen. And he burns the plow. What's he saying? I'm fully committed unto trusting God. I'm fully committed unto serving you, Elijah. I'm telling you tonight, it's time to slay some things in your life and say, I'm going to serve God. Everybody else may have gathered around and said, I'm sure enjoying this feast. I'm sure enjoying what Elisha has done for us. I'm thankful for the meal. I hate to see Elisha go, but I'm appreciative of what he's doing. I could see Elisha said, hey, you really don't know what all I am doing. You don't really know what I am saying. Come on now. when he said, I'm willing to slay my oxen. What is it when things get hard, when times get rough, and I don't have money in my pocket? I may not have nothing to eat with. But he's saying one thing about it, Brother Joy. I ain't going back to plowing oxen anymore. Hallelujah. I said, I ain't going back to plowing oxen anymore. I'm telling you, young folks, I'll encourage you tonight. I commit your ways unto the Lord. I said, commit your ways unto the Lord and cut ties with anything that would draw you back and would pull you back to the world. I say, goodbye, old world. Goodbye. I'm serving God. Hallelujah. He said, hey, Elisha, may have said, Elijah, I'm going to kiss mom and daddy. But I believe, oh, Elijah may have said, when he was going back, God may have got to dealing with his heart and saying, yeah, but you need to get rid of some things when you get there. Come on now. You might as well just go ahead and slay them things that would pull back on you. Come on, young folks. You can't serve God with things still in your house, in the closet. You can't serve God like you ought to until you fully commit your ways unto the Lord. I wish I could preach right now. But Elisha said, hey, when I leave here, come on now, when I leave here, I ain't leaving nothing behind me to pull me back. But I'm looking for Elijah. I'm following Elijah wholehearted. Come on now. I wish them young folks would rise up tonight and say, I'm following Jesus wholeheartedly. I'm committed unto you, God. I'm committed unto serving you, Lord. And no matter what it costs me, no matter what I have to do, I'm serving God. How many do you know that it started out well? That it started out good? But when hard times show up, when troubles come around, there's something to draw them on the backside. Why don't you just come on back over here? Come on now. There's a pull back on this side. When times are hard, when the storms of life are raging, there's a pull back. I'm telling you tonight. But when you lay it all on the altar, come on now. Elisha didn't just slay the ox, but he used the instruments. What you talking about, preacher? He took them two wooden beams, all that made up that plow, Brother Joy. He took that thing and he said, that's what he used to boil them with. What was it? He said, I need me some fire. Come on now. I need something to boil these oxen with. Ain't nothing greater than this right here in my hand. He may have said, hey, if I ever come back, I can get me some more oxen and pick my plow back up. But he said, I don't plan on coming back. He said, I don't plan on coming back. I'm going to go ahead and burn the plow and I can boil the oxen. What am I saying? It's time to cut loose of whatever may draw you back, or whatever may pull you back. It's time to cut ties with it. I said it's time to cut ties with it. We need some young folks that are committed. We need some young folks that'll say, hey, come hell or high waters, or come troubles of life, I'm still serving Jesus. I'm standing in the gap and I'm making up the hedge because I've laid everything else down. But he said he just come back to kiss his mom and dad goodbye. But they got more to it then. He realized there were some other things there that was dear to him. There were some other things there that would draw him back. But aren't you glad Elisha said, I'll burn the plow so I can boil the oxen. I'm going to use it to get rid. I'm going to get rid of everything. I want to encourage you tonight in the first night of youth camp. Whatever's holding you back from getting in, whatever's holding you back from fully committing unto God, come on now. Whatever's that pull on you tonight, whether it may be friends, whether it may be a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever it may be, my Lord, I wish we could cut ties with all of it. I said, I wish we'd just go ahead and cut ties with all that, Brother Jonathan.
this week. Let's just see what God will do. You may come looking for a boyfriend. You may come looking for a girlfriend. But I'm telling you, why don't you just put that to the side and say, I'm looking for more Jesus. He'll send me the right one when it's time. Come on now. He'll send me the right one when it's time. I just need to get like Elisha. I just need to get rid of all that. That's holding me back. And say, I'm following Jesus. I'm following God. I've been here long enough. I've been youth camp after youth camp. And right back in the same old place. But this time, I said this time, I'm cutting ties and following God. What would hold us back from getting all of God we need? What is it that caused us to draw back and to pull back? I thought in the book of Matthew, the back book of Matthew, chapter number 13, verse number 44, it said, and again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. What is it? He's seen a treasure. He's seen something priceless, Reggie. And he said, I'm willing to sell everything I got just to buy that field with that treasure in it. Come on now. Is that where we're at tonight with Jesus? Are we willing to sell everything out and say, Lord, I just want you. I just want to follow you, Jesus. Then he goes on down to verse number 45, says, and again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Come on, sister. What is it? He found something that was more precious to him than everything else he owned. He found something that was greater and dear to him than anything else he had. I want to tell you tonight, Jesus is more precious than gold or silver. Jesus is more precious than this world. Jesus is more precious than anything you can think of or come up with. I'm telling you tonight, I would like to see some young folks sell out to Jesus. I said, sell out to God tonight and say, Lord, I really ain't gave you everything. I really ain't give you all of my life, but I'm selling out tonight. I said, I'm selling out tonight. I'm going to be like Elisha. Oh, by goodbye, old world, goodbye. I'm following Elijah. I wish you'd rise up and say, I'm slaying these old things and following Jesus. I don't want to get caught too much so first night anyway. But it wouldn't hurt for some of our parents. Some of our grandparents. That would do an example. That would show them what it really like to be sold out to Jesus. I'm wading in dangerous waters. Little Bob, little Sue really don't know what it knows it means to be sold out. Because they see mom and dad. Every time troubles got, every time it got hard, they fell back on the world. They fell back on the former things. I ain't never got rooted and grounded in Jesus. Come on now, help me smile at me. But I'm telling you what, if we had some parents and grandparents that would stand up and slay their odds and use their instruments to pull him with, I said, I'm cutting ties with this world. I want to lead my baby the right direction. I want to let them know when hard times come, you still depend on Jesus. You still depend on God. You ain't got to run back every time something comes up, but you can stand in the power of God. They need an example. They need to know not just what you say, but your actions. That teaching them that you can trust God. Elisha didn't know where all he was headed. But Elisha knew one thing. I'm committed to Elijah. He said, I'm committed to Elijah. I don't know, Brother Jim, where all this trip's going to take us. But there's one thing about it. I'm committed to Jesus. And come on now. Are you really committed to Him? Or did you just come to play games again this week? Did you just come to act like everything was all right? I pray this week you'll be so committed when you leave here. They won't nothing ever change your mind again. Come on now. You'll be so sold out to God. Wherever Elijah went, Elisha was right behind him. I said, wherever Elijah went, Elisha was right behind him. I pray wherever the Lord leads you, that's where you're going to be. You're going to follow Him wherever He goes. I'm telling you, it's the best life you could ever live. It's serving Jesus. And Elisha, look what all Elisha done. He got a double portion of what Elijah had. Young folks, look what you got an opportunity to have. My God, you got such grand and great opportunities. I'd have had the power of God. And to have Jesus inside of you, I'm doing great things. Stand with us all over the house, please. But you got to be like Elisha. You got to let all that go. You got to leave all that behind you. You got to turn it loose and let it go. Boys, if you're going to make anything for Jesus, don't let anything hold you back. Don't leave anything back there you run to. Always remember, follow Jesus. How many young folks tonight? Like I said, I got some things I really need to slay. I got some things I really need to cut loose. That I can truly get in this youth camp this week. I really need to take care of a few things that I've been just pampering and petting. I just need to go ahead and destroy it. Where it won't have a pull on me. Because you know what will happen if you don't? You get in this altar and go to praying. Like you gaining, getting somewhere. All of a sudden that thing's going to rise back up. Pulling you back. But I want to encourage you to be Elisha. Cut ties with it. Mom and Daddy, I don't know if I'll ever see you again. I got a greater calling on my life, and I'm going to see what God will do with me. Young folks, why don't you say, God, I want to see what you do in my life. Not that I'll gain recognition, not that I gain my name will be in bright lights, but that I can bring glory to the kingdom of God. I can see souls added into the kingdom. Would you like to pray tonight? Who would be the one to step out, Lord? I want to be Elisha. I want to slay anything that would hinder me. I want to slay my oxen. I want to burn my plow. Oh, that I can be fully committed unto you. Come on, everyone will. Everyone will.